can I help you?
Hey, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Who are you?
John, this is Zach. You had talked to one of my assistants, Rachel.
About
your property might be looking to sell.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it, but I'm not going to sell it to a wholesaler who's going to give me 70 cents on the dollar and throw me out in the street.
You sound like a smart man. I'm not a wholesaler, but
I'm smart enough to realize I'm bought out in the street because I can't afford my house.
So you can't afford the house that you're currently living in. Is that what I'm hearing?
I have nowhere to go, so I'm stuck with it.
Well, I mean, that part of my profession is to move from one place to the other. And on the journey on how it doesn't matter for as long as you want to get this accurate, the language I use.
Fine, break up.
What I'm saying is, I would like to help you from A to point B.
Yeah, then I'll be subject.
You say you might not have the resources to do so. Is that right?
I'm on disability, okay?
Okay. So.
And everybody's got to make money, so you got to make your little money and then flip it and flip me out.
I mean, here's the thing. I have enough lunch money, for next week and.
You're in a great position, and I'm so happy that God has blessed you, buddy. But I'm getting ready to be out in the street homeless because I can't afford this house. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something, John. Have I done something wrong? Because really, I'm trying to help you, and it just seems like
I'd love for you to help me. But you know how many people have tried to make offers and deals, and none of them seem to be good.
Okay.
It'd be nice to be in your position because I can barely see, I can barely piss, and I don't have a driver's license, and I can die here, and nobody's going to fucking care, okay? And it's hard to trust people. Yeah, I got enough lunch money too, man, but I don't have enough to make it all the way, and I didn't fill out papers to get into government apartments either. So I'm going to have to move to a bad neighborhood and get beaten, mugged, and fuck some more.
Right. So I hear everything you're saying. And
or I can rent a room for $700 and move in with 3-4 strangers.
And how does that sound for you?
It doesn't sound well. I don't want to move from a 3-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom with a bunch of strangers and then really have to watch my back.
So let me ask you this. What if there's a way that And there is that I could put money in your pocket and you could rent the property back. Would that help you?
Rent them. Say that again.
If I could put money in your pocket and you rent the property back for as long as you need, would that
rent
help
the property
you?
From you?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to put money in your pocket, how else am I going to be able to do that if you don't want to live with anyone?
How are you going to put? You're gonna put money in my pocket and then rent the house back to me. Well, on a subject too, right?
I mean, we're not even at that point yet. We're just having this conversation.
Yeah. Well, I'm listening.
Well, look, a friend of mine, she gave me your information. My assistant, she's my friend, family, whatever you want to call her. We work together. She knows that I can help you.
Well, I'm listening to how you can help me. Let's talk definitively.
All right. Tell me the address of your property so I can look at it while I'm talking to you.
2304 Warren.
Here, Petersburg, right?
Yeah. Call me back in about a half hour, please.
Okay. I will.
Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. Duane.
Yes, sir. You sound like you're out of breath. What's up?
You're jumping off the bridge today.
Not today.
You coming to my funeral, you're going to preach it for me, right?
Well, as long as I'm still here, we'll 15-20 years from now, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, doctor's appointment today for nothing. I'm tired of all these people badgering me about my fucking house, Dwayne. Did I tell you I got
What's
some money?
What's your health have to do with your doctor's appointment?
Did I tell you I got some money back?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got $12,000 back.
Well, wonderful.
Bless Jesus and Moses, too.
So.
Your boy got on my nerves over there hollering at me, but I hollered. Dwayne, I'm tired of living like this and jerking people around. I can't make it, man. I'm tired of it. I want to make it, but I can't. It's a bitch, man. I don't have any technical skills, and I'm tired of complaining and being a negative Nelly or whatever you want to call it, man. I can't live like this. I'm tired of depending on people, Captain Dwayne.
Well, if you got that money, you won't have to depend on them as much.
I didn't have to. Dwayne, for the 100th time, it's not... It's just organization, sir. I try to look at these little notebooks that I used to have written down, and I can't challenge my brain and my body anymore, Dwayne.
Well, you don't need to do it all at once.
Well, that's just it. I'm not doing nothing but laying here smoking cigarettes and getting people to do things for me, and I've got no confidence, sir. Just on the phone with some fucking freaking guy trying to hustle me out of the house. I'm like, you sound like you're a smart man. I said, yeah, smart enough to realize that you don't want to pay full price for a house. I got some other chick trying to bid on a house in Hopewell for $79,000 and rent it to me for $775. She don't even have the house. Oh, so you want me to make your house payments? I'd love to be in that position. That's why I hate myself, Pastor. I've been a liar, a cheater, and a thief my whole life, and I got hustled, Mr. G. You understand me?
Yeah, it's not good.
No, I gave up, like I told you, for the 100th time. I could have retired from Walmart, and I wouldn't have nobody in my damn business. When I first met your happy ass, I was working, I was exercising, I wasn't worried about taking a pill, I wasn't worried about kissing nobody's ass. I supported myself. That's another major premise of AA is being fully self-supporting. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I worked. I made my money. I bought my liquor. I drank my liquor. I watched my TV. I went to work. And like I've told you 100 times, all I needed was a ride to work from you. Then I shut it down. And now my eyes gone. I can barely halfway cook, dropping food on the fucking floor and shit. I'm tired of having to watch what I say or what I do or being self-conscious, sir. You understand?
Yeah.
Of course you do, because you're a logical, honest, good man. I don't deserve this shit, Pastor G. And I don't deserve to be shunned by my family or freaking ignored like I'm I done stole something from you. You understand? That's not fair, Dwayne. How would you like it if your family told you, no, Dwayne, you got problems. We don't want to talk to you. You're a sorry excuse for a white man. You don't do family like that, Pastor G. Barry said something about it. I was at some kind of church function and said something and something, and somebody came up to you and said something that I said. I can't even talk in it without saying something to offend some people. I'm just sick of this shit, Dwayne. How many people came to the church service today? 8?
We actually had 10, and hopefully we have about another 15 tonight. You coming?
Hell no, I ain't coming.
Well,
I'm
welcome
sinner,
if you
Dwayne.
Would like to.
I'm a sinner, Dwayne. I'm a bad guy. You didn't know?
Well, that's what the church and...
Yeah, that's what the church is. Make you feel... I'm missing appointments for this and missing appointments for that. Missing whatever. I went to that little church and ate with y'all, whatever, and didn't even make my cancer appointment that I've been blowing off and can't make. I got too much on me, sir. So what I said something at some function and somebody came up to y'all and said I said something inappropriate.
That's
what Barry said.
Yeah, probably one time.
Yeah, probably.
Some language that they weren't expecting to hear.
Oh, wow, probably some of it was at some, and he said it wasn't a church member. It don't matter.
But, I mean,
Look, Dwayne.
But don't worry about that. You still are welcome here whenever.
Dwayne, it's not a matter of being welcome. I just can't function because I got too much on me, Dwayne. Everything I do is a pain in the ass, and I'm urinating all over myself, and I can't fix myself physically, mentally.
Have you been to the doctor yet?
That's what I'm supposed to go today, sir, at about a freaking hour.
Okay, so you are going today.
Yes, sir. Supposedly, hopefully the soft kid gives me a ride, and I have to go through the act of Congress and the act of God just to do that, to explain to this man the problems, because I didn't listen to him a long time ago.
Well,
it's a little late, Dwayne. That's the problem. I'm tired of playing catch-up. And like I used to tell people, Dwayne.
You're going to be playing catch-up, but you can still get caught up.
Listen to me, Dwayne. Catch-up, I used to tell people, is on I-5. Once you get behind, that's it, brother. But I got plenty of money in the bank now. I'll have 20 grand in the bank in about 3 days.
Well, that's good.
I got 19 now. They gave me 12,000 back, not 14 of the money. I bounced the checks. I still got to pay them people back, because I thought it was 14. It was only 12. And then they're trying to get that. Dwayne, it's just too much bullshit, sir. Like I'm trying to tell you 100 times. I went down to try to get the damn, to kiss ass, to get the, with the registrar, the city commissioner of revenue yesterday, to pay, to save a whole $10.91. That's a freaking joke. And I got half the papers, some of the paperwork to it. And I got the lady of social services, the fax over my food stamp information, and fax over my freaking, what do you call it, my income. And they supposedly got that. Then I still got to go to the bank and get a bank statement. Then I got to give them my 401k information. All the kiss ass just to save $10. Dwayne, it ain't worth all the damn drama. Do you understand me, sir? All I do is sit here and smoke cigarettes in this filthy, dirty, nasty house. I don't have any friends to hang out with to make deals and make legal hustles, because I've legally hustled myself, sir. And a guy cut my grass out of the blue, which I appreciate him doing it, but he cut it with a freaking weed eater out of the blue when I had two people that were going to cut it. But I can't complain. He saved me $40. But it ain't worth all the bullshit, Dwayne. I'd rather spend $100,000 and get it and have peace with myself. And I guess I'm never going to heaven to see Jesus either, because I'm just a bad person.
It doesn't take being a good person to go see Jesus. It means admitting you're a bad one and can't do it on your own, and trusting him instead of trusting yourself.
Well, that's the problem with what I told you about AA. Wayne, I didn't have self-doubt when I first met. You understand me, man? I felt like a freaking man, dude. I'm too old to do shit. People out here freaking dying. Another attorney brother of mine died a week ago today, yesterday. 57 years old, smoking that shit. His brother died a week before Christmas. Because he couldn't take care of himself, Pastor. Didn't have a car, didn't have a license like me, didn't have no friends, da-da-da-da-da. I got a few friends that I haven't run away yet. But he got a bunch of money, piped it all up, and died. Somebody found him dead. He didn't have no family, didn't have no funeral, didn't have nothing. That's the problem. I got Daryl and them trying to help me with this, and then Allison chick trying to help me with that. But they're missing the whole concept, Dwayne. She keeps trying to tell me I can have a house and do things with money. If I listened to her, I'd have been gone to the hospital 2-3 times and run up some more bills. And I'm chasing the clock with her before she retires. It's just too much on one human being, Pastor. Like I've told you, dudes. I got liquor and beer sitting right in the refrigerator and then sitting on the floor and everything else. Dwayne, I just like to be able to go on vacation. I don't have any fun computer skills, and Barry tried to help me with that. I can't deal with that, man. I can't deal with nobody, man. I can't function like this, Dwayne. You see where they burnt the damn hotel up on 460?
Mm-mm, which one was that?
It's the one where they moved the people out of the freaking, the American Inn. right there by Rock Church.
Oh, down there, yeah. No, yeah, I hadn't heard about that one.
Burning up a week ago Tuesday, sir.
Okay, I hadn't been down there in about...
The people that got displaced from the carriage house, they put most of them up in there.
And one of them set it on fire doing something?
Amen. And that's the problem, like I'm trying to tell Daryl. Are you going to a place like that, or I go to the carriage house or something like that? And that's why I like the place over there by the church. They forbid you to smoke in the rooms because, A, when you get old, you're going to get stupid and like me and burn the bathroom up, and you're going to put other people at risk. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I can be sitting in my room. You can be sitting in your room, and freaking Barry can set the whole place on fire and all of us die. That's some fucked up shit, Pastor. See, you don't have a life, Dwayne. That's the whole issue. That's why I can't focus. That's why I get a check. And ain't no pill and ain't no drug going to get me right. See what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Like I told you, I couldn't live. I've told you 100 times, sir. I couldn't live when I had a goddamn license, Dwayne. I mean, when I had a freaking job, at least I didn't have to depend on nobody for a ride. Like my old plumbing boss asked me, well, how do you get to the store, John, and get rides? I said, it's hard. I get begged for rides, and I got to make stupid decisions, and I can't make logical decisions, Dwayne. That's like I try to tell you, Allison and them are trying to, she's trying to tell me about the rules and regulations of what I can or can't get with, and she's maxing me out with the free shit, but it ain't enough, brother. And like I want something for nothing. I got the real estate ladies who don't understand shit telling me I need to quit smoking and this, that, and the third. And if I go somewhere and rent a room from you or something, I can't smoke. I'm tired of people telling me what I can't do. You follow me, Dwayne? I'm just a simple man that wants to not feel guilty for saying something or doing something or being around people. Like when I'd be around Barry, he'd be like, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Don't pick that up. You can't. I just want to feel comfortable. You understand me, Dwayne?
Yeah.
And when I got all these freaking factors that are messing me up, I got no confidence, sir. And I want to hate and blame everybody for my issues. And then, Dwayne, I'm going to die. Anybody going to find me or care, man? My body's gone. Like I told you 100 times, Mr. Man. He used to know how to laugh and joke and I felt comfortable around people. You follow me?
Yeah.
And that'll never come back. And I know you keep telling me what is it going to take, Dwayne? I ain't got but 2 hands and 1 eye, dog. I can barely cook, Dwayne, without dropping shit because I can't focus.
First, taking care of yourself, but get...
Well, that's what Barry... Yeah, I guess... Dwayne, that's the problem. I know all these happy things, dude.
Yeah,
But the problem is I can't do them all, Dwayne.
One day at a time.
Yeah, like I told you, Dwayne, I got used to not having a driver's license. I got used to having to depend on a ride. I got in a rhythm, Dwayne. You follow me?
And you can get back in a rhythm. It might be a different rhythm, so it's going to
be
changed.
No, that's the problem, Dwayne. That's how people end up out on the streets, sir. With mental illness and alcoholism.
So you need to find a good doctor that you can trust, or you can take the medicine that he gives you.
Well, again,
and know that it's going to work, and be willing to work with him and him with you.
It's not a Dwayne, the medicine cost me my freaking job at Walmart, Dwayne.
But that's not going to be the case with everything. I mean, I took medicine that almost did me in, but once I went back to the doctor, he changed it, and now I've got something that actually works.
Medicine for your heart?
It was for a diabetes issue.
Yeah, well, that's what they're worried about. The doctor's worried about my damn kidney shutting down.
Yeah, well, that's what was happening. If I had stayed on this, that might have been what happened, because it was taking
too much
out
too bad. That's another thing. I'm not getting hardly no help. I go to the damn doctor. and I got to beat her in the head to see if she checked my damn blood work for this, that, and the third, Wayne.
No, it does. It does take. It doesn't happen all at once. We've got to stay behind and keep on top of things. So,
Wayne, I can barely walk and talk. And I got, like I said, I got the letter from Social Security. Da 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 da. I thought the money would be in my account next week. I called the goddamn bank Saturday. I said the money went in there.
God is working. Take some patience. Because he provided.
No, they ain't going to take it. I can't take it with me.
No, but you've got it now that you can take some of the pressure off of you, right?
Dwayne.
You can pay the bills and know that it's... It's not going to be as hard on you as it was.
It's nothing, Dwayne. Nothing makes me happy anymore, Dwayne. You understand me? The things, like I've told you before, the things that brought me joy are gone, Dwayne. Working, being around people. Now I'm old and I'm alone, man. And I got people worrying about my credit rating and trusting strangers. You understand me? I can't be like my good mother and my bad father. And the pressure broke me down, Pastor. I go to the store. I hurry and rush and buy shit. And this, that, and the third. I'm pissing all over my clothes. I got to pack up a bunch of clothes and go get them washed at the damn drop-off place. And Daryl paid for that once or twice. I chipped my teeth. I ain't got that fixed. I can't just sit up in here and smoke cigarettes.
No, you can't, but you've got to be take that chance to step out and do what you can.
Step out. See, here's like I told you, Dwayne. When I try to get help and I don't get the help, then I get frustrated, sir.
Yeah.
Like I told you, with the good doctor I'm going to see today.
Yeah.
I should have never had to see that man. And,
but you do. And as you get older, you probably still would have had to go see that man because it's probably something genetic to some degree.
Oh, it is genetic. And you're exactly on point because that's what my mama had, sir.
So, I mean...
She went from her surgery straight to a freaking nursing home, sir.
Well, that make sure that doesn't happen to you by going to the doctor and getting that... looked at. And
like I told you the story, that's mean to cut you off, that's when I was in the freaking hospital and I went over there. I was over in the hospital. I was on Jefferson Street or whatever, Adams Street, and the doctor's looking at the picture, shaking his head, and I said, "What's up, doc?" He said, "Man, that same thing happened to me." He said, "Most stones are the size of littler than pennies." He said, "You're almost as big as golf balls."
She waited too long to get it taken care of.
Exactly, which is what happened to me, sir.
Well.
Which is like her, like I told you, I probably told her, I used to cook and clean for her and all that shit, and I watched her walk around this house like me in pain for months and months, and I kept asking her what's wrong, when she kept telling me, but I went and tried to get the shit fixed, and for a year, I'm sitting there walking, I couldn't even walk straight, just like her, sir. And that's on me for not going to see somebody, not listening to Janet telling me, go see an expert. Like I told you, brother, I pissed in the cup. And man, it took 5 minutes. She come back, and you got, I said, no lie. Like I told you, man, I can't play doctor, lawyer, real estate agent. That's why I had sir.
That's why you go to the doctor.
Well, look, man, when I go to the doctor and they jerk me around, then I want to cuss you out for not doing what, this doctor's going to do right, but he can't help me. He can't help me with other things, and that's the problem, Dwayne.
Yeah, he can only help you with the urination issue. He can't help you with anything else.
Well, he tried to help me with other things, but I don't. So that's my problem, Pastor. I don't stick with one person long enough to get a result. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's like a football team that changes coaches every year. That's why they suck, because they do it. A team with good teams keeps the same people, and they have stability. You dig? That's what I'm trying to say? That's what I like and want, and I'll never get. And that's why I'm flipping crazy, Pastor. Because I'm smart enough to realize I have been screwed and hoodwinked, and I hate being robbed out of my things that I cared about. Oh, God darn it. Okay. Dwayne, this ain't no way to live, man. I'm tired of feeling guilty for breathing. Can your wife one tell me? You can't, don't say shit. I mean, come on, man. Dwayne, I'm tired of feeling like I'm not good enough, or I can't be around somebody, or I can't say what, speak, which is what AA helped destroy me when I got the wrong sponsor. He helped destroy a little bit of confidence I had. I used to be cocky. Sir?
Where is he now?
I have no idea. Probably still going to meetings, da-da-da-da-da. It don't matter, man.
It does matter. If
see, people, I don't know. See, Dwayne, I'm tired of having to just, I can't even finish sentences because I'm so fucking stressed out, Dwayne, and stressed. See, here's the deal, Dwayne. I bit off more than I could chew when I bought this goddamn house, brother. And all these right here now trying to rob, steal, and cheat. And I gave everything else away. Now I'm too. I can't defend myself. You understand, sir? Of course you do. I can't enjoy a day. People try to help me. And it's like pissing on a fire, Dwayne, and putting a Band-Aid on a damn bleeding. It's just not enough, brother. You can give me a little bit of food here, a little bit of food here, or $50 here. I panicked, man. Like the AA sponsor dude telling me money was my higher power. Well, maybe it was, but I had to watch my money, Dwayne, because I didn't have a lot to work with from the get-go, dog.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have to beg you to get my money. You follow me?
Yeah.
I don't know jack shit about emails and Gmails and barriers. That's just excuses. Well, fuck, it's not excuses. They call barriers to entry. And that's the problem. And you're right, I need to take care of myself. Da-da-da-da-da. Dwayne, it's a lot on one human being. That's why I had a damn breakdown, man. Don't you get it?
Yeah, and that's why I tell you, you can't do it all in one day.
Well, damn it, Dwayne. And I live in the past, and I waste people's time. And that's some more shit. Then I feel guilty about it. You follow me?
Yeah.
And then I got an attitude, and then people shut me off. I'm smart enough to realize I'm in a trap, Dwayne, and I don't like my freaking options, dog. You follow what I've been trying to tell you for 3 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
I want to have peace. And alcohol used to, I don't know, I was a functioning alcoholic. You follow me, Dwayne?
Yeah. Uh-huh.